The land we are standing on is the ancestral homeland of the Mohican people. The word Mohican comes from the word Mohicanatuck, which means people of the waters that are never still. The center of the Mohican nation before colonization was along what is now known as the Hudson River. The Hudson is a tidal river whose water moves in and out with the tide. Of course, before colonization, it was known as the Mohicanatuck River. The Mohican Nation once covered an area from what is now New York State and Vermont down into western Massachusetts and Connecticut. The history of the Mohican people is rich and extensive. Due to European diseases and the shifting effects of the fur trade with other tribes and Europeans, the Mohicans moved east and settled in what is now the town of Stockbridge in the 1600s. Many Mohican men fought alongside the rebels in the Revolutionary War, helping to secure independence from Great Britain. After the war, most of the tribe began a westward exodus that lasted for decades. The tribe eventually landed in Wisconsin after being pushed out of Oneida land in New York due to the Indian Removal Act. Their 22,000-acre reservation remains there to this day in Shawano County. The Mohicans were great caretakers of this land, and they are proponents of the Haudenosaunee ethic of the seventh generation. This ethical philosophy holds that when making decisions which will affect the land, we should ask ourselves how this will affect those living seven generations in the future. For us, our seventh generation is living in the year 2231. Let us take a moment to think of them, perhaps imagining the kind of earth we would like to leave them. A land rich in diverse species, clean, flowing waters, pure air. You might envision them among these trees and the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of these trees in the year 2231. Perhaps we can open ourselves to the question, how can we be good ancestors? As you walk this land, you might reflect on what it means to be a good ancestor and think about those who have caretaken this land for us in years gone by.